your girl Leia. I'm back. I hope that you are happy to hear my voice again, because I'm happy to be speaking to you all. We're back to launch season 2. So, you know, after my little success of season 1, I just wanted to come back and, you know, start talking to you all again and get hop back in it. And I appreciate all of you who listened to season 1 and, you know, found whatever I had to say valuable. Like, I really appreciate you all. Remember to follow me on Instagram at Queen Shalea, which is QUEENSHALAYA. So yeah, follow me. Let's start connecting. Slide in my DMs. Like, I want to talk to you. Like, let me meet you. But yeah, so what I want to touch on today, I'm just literally going with the flow today. I just want to touch on being in quarantine. Not really quarantine, but not being able to see our loved ones, being in a house stuck with around people who, you know, may not be the best or the healthiest for us, and just also how we are using our time productively. So what are we doing? But the first thing I want to touch on is, wow, y'all, 2020, right? It's taking us for a loop. let's just say that. You know, last year I had my baby, and which he's sleeping next to me right now. So I'm just like, while he's snoring, let me go ahead and record this podcast before I get to work for the day. But yeah, like, who would have known that we'd be going through this right now, y'all? Like, really, who would have known? You know, we had so many plans. We thought we was going to have another little hot for summer or whatever people was going to have. I was barely going to have a daggone hot girl summer. But I just, you know, I had plans. I was supposed to travel. I was supposed to go visit my grandma in Jamaica and, you know, visit other family that I just, you know, got to meet that live in, like, New York and Miami. And I was supposed to go over to Cali with my baby, take him to the beach, you know, just have some fun and do some amazing things. And this kind of just came in and swept all my little plans for the year out. And, you know, at the end of the day, we don't know when we're going to be able to take these, like, open back up our plans. And besides plans, people are losing family members that they didn't expect to lose so quickly. And, you know, we're out here basically, I don't want to say fearing, because we are strong and we are covered in the blood of Jesus Christ and God, you know, but you have a lot of people scared to go outside because they don't want to catch this and they don't know what's going to happen if they do. And, you know, we don't want to bring it back to our family. So we are not able to see our loved ones. We're not able to see the guy who we may have been dating for a while, because your family is probably like, you don't need to see that person. You don't know him like that. Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it's ruining people's love affairs and love lives. Or maybe you're stuck in the house with your boyfriend. That's a different story. Stuck in the house and y'all realizing that y'all not as compatible. Maybe you're realizing that you are amazingly compatible. And it's all different right now. And besides love, being stuck in the house with family members, like I said before, maybe you're in the house with your mom and y'all not getting along. Or you're in the house with your dad and y'all not getting along. Or maybe you just want to be alone, or maybe you're just too lonely. You know, maybe you feel like you're stuck in the house by yourself and you like, I can't do this. I want to be around people. And the thing is, you just don't want to risk it. And some people don't care. They're just living their lives. They're going out. They're seeing their friends. They're like, whatever, bump it. Like, if this thin, this is the day gonna end. We gonna go out swinging, right? A lot of people are like that too. But it's different. And, you know, I just pray that everyone is doing everything to, you know, doing everything that they could in order to avoid catching this virus. And, you know, I pray that everybody is keeping their heads up and that you are keeping your sanity, that you are staying sane, that you give yourself time to be gentle with yourself and to love yourself and, you know, to be able to sent to yourself. I hope that you're giving yourself time to find what you like, find what you don't like, maybe start that hobby that you've been waiting to start. Like if it's sewing, start sewing. If you want to open up a business, start that plan. Get that LLC license, get your business license. Like, you know, start your research, get that money, like save your money. I hope that if you wanted to start painting, which one of my friends is doing, and she's finding out that she's amazing at art, like to be able to channel all of her emotions and feelings into art is just such a wonderful thing. And as soon as she picked up that brush, I said, girl, you about to find out you've been an artist this whole time. And Lord, she's been an artist this whole time. Like, it's amazing. And I know for me, I've been really focusing on my health. I've been trying to focus on my mental health. People always trying to ruin my peace, y'all. I ain't even gonna lie to you. But I know how to, I combat that. And we could talk about that in another episode of how I navigate negativity on a regular basis and how I keep it away from me or try to. And, you know, I'm not perfect. So sometimes I snap on people because I just be getting tired of the bull, you know. But we'll talk about that in another episode. So just the way that you react to people, like start paying attention, you know, start becoming more self-aware of everything that's going on and how you react to situations and how people treat you. And just, I know y'all hear that little boy snoring, you know, just start paying more attention to that. Okay, so to wrap this episode up, I just want to tell y'all to stay safe, stay calm, reach out to your loved ones, let them know that you love them, you know, get things off your chest that you've probably been holding on to for a while. Love yourself. Again, be gentle with yourself. And I will be talking to you soon. I hope that you enjoy hearing my voice again. Remember to follow me on Instagram at Queen Shalaya, QUEENSHALAYA. And also, this is the same tag for Twitter, too. So even Twitter, you can hit me up, hashtag Life of a Black Woman. Go ahead and send me some questions through Twitter. You can do that as well, and we can get to talking. And I'm excited to bring some more content to you all. This is a short episode today. I just wanted to, you know, let y'all know that I'm back on the map and that we'll be talking soon. I'll be more put together in the next episode. Like I said, today I just wanted to go with the flow. Like, I woke up, I looked, I said, man, I miss my peoples. I miss talking to y'all. So let me go ahead and record this episode for you all. And I did. I came back. I didn't leave you. All right, so like I said, talk to y'all soon. Hit me up, Queen Shalaya. Bye.